Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Known for their mystical songs, global travel, and impressive gymnastics, humpback whales are one of the ocean's most captivating and complex giants. While they aren't as big as the blue whale, which is the largest animal on the planet, humpback whales are still quite the whoppers, growing up to 60 feet, that's over 18 meters long, and weighing up to 40 tons. That's about the length of a city bus, but the weight of two. The hump that forms under their small dorsal fin when they breach, that is, when they throw part or all of their bodies out of the water, gives them their recognizable name. They have a uniquely huge tail and pectoral fins. Their backside is black, and their underbelly is a varying mix of both black and white. What appear from a distance to be decorative lines on their underside are actually ventral pleats. These pleats fold open and allow the whale's throat cavity to expand so they can scoop up copious amounts of water, and thus their prey, when they feed. Humpback whales are one of 14 species of baleen whales, a type of whale that has baleen plates instead of teeth. Baleen plates are long, thick, bristly fibers made of keratin attached to their upper jaw. These are useful because, despite the whale's massive size, humpbacks like to chow down on much smaller sea creatures like plankton, krill, anchovies, and cod. They gulp in enough water to fill a swimming pool, and then, when they expel it, the baleen plates filter in those tiny, tasty creatures. Also, if you've ever heard of whalebone used in vintage corsetry, these are the whalebones in question. If you're imagining a diver getting scooped up in all that water, never fear. Though these whales are a lot bigger than us, they're not built to swallow us-sized animals. While their esophagus does stretch a little when they swallow a meal, their throat, and those of most whale species, isn't any wider than a human fist. And if you ended up in their mouth by mistake, you would promptly be spit out, which has happened before, and the divers have lived to tell the tale. Humpback whales can be found in all oceans around the globe, in part due to having one of the longest migration patterns of all mammals. Humpback populations spend part of the year feeding and fattening up in colder waters, and then head to tropical or subtropical oceans to focus on mating. Females generally produce a single calf every 2 to 3 years on average, which might not seem like much, but those calves will live for approximately 80 to 90 years. Humpback whales tend to live close to shore, and since they often slap the water and breach the surface, they're a frequent and awe-inspiring sight for whale watchers. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Ed Lyman, a natural resource management specialist at the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. He explained that scientists believe these acrobatics likely serve more than one purpose. A quote, "First, it may be a grooming or cleaning mechanism. You throw all or most of 40 tons, in the case of a typical adult humpback whale, of your body out of the water and come crashing back down, you are very likely to remove loose skin, parasites, and, in general, any biofouling. Doing so reduces drag and helps maintain the animal's hydrodynamic form. It reduces your energy budget." Other possibilities include the movement and/or the sound of the splash as a means of communication, as displays of aggression or competitiveness, or as a come-hither during breeding displays. But, Lyman said, it may just be fun. When we see calves breaching in sanctuary waters, we tend to lean toward this interpretation, though this applies to adults as well. Humpbacks are master communicators. The males compose grunts and whines into complex songs that travel great distances underwater. Researchers are still debating the exact purpose of the music, though it's generally thought to be part of mating displays, as more tends to happen during breeding season. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Mark Lammers, PhD, a research ecologist who is also with the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. He says the biggest question is who exactly the males are serenading. While it's possible that females choose their mates based on these songs, there's little evidence of that so far. Quote, "There's more behavioral evidence to suggest that other males pay close attention to the singing of their competitors. As a result, several researchers, myself included, believe that song may help to mediate male-male interactions by potentially communicating the competitive fitness of a singer to potential competitors. Males within each population sing the same song, with room for improvisation. But just as we humans have different voice characteristics, so do whales." Lammers said, "It's that individual variability that may carry important information about a male's fitness, and therefore its ability to compete for a female, that other males, and possibly females, may be listening for." Due to centuries of intense commercial whaling, the entire humpback population was listed as endangered in 1970. But things started looking up in 1985, when the International Whaling Commission's final whaling moratorium on commercial harvest took effect. Today, they still sometimes get caught in fishing gear or collide with boats, but their population is thankfully increasing. Only 4 out of 14 distinct populations are still listed as endangered. With continued conservation, these gentle giants will continue to sing, splash about, and amaze us all. Today's episode is based on the article, "Humpback Whales Have Made an Amazing Comeback from Extinction," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Katie Carmen. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.